When we reached Beijing and the smog which rasps at your throat like sandpaper, I picked up a copy of the English-language version of the official China Daily. It had the usual quotient of drivel, yet it also carried an enthusiastic front-page report about the inaugural debutantes' ball in Shanghai. Workers of the world, unite! You've nothing to lose but your tiaras. And there was disquiet, too. The trade surplus had shrunk a little. Oh, for an economic problem like that. I looked out of the window at the highways and railways being thrown up all over the place, the signs of a country literally as well as metaphorically on the move. And I thought about the fact that in the last 30 years, Britain has had no less than 20 different politicians in charge of our transport policy, with a multiplicity of often contradictory ambitions in the job, on average, a magisterial 18 months. And just for a moment, I thought, let's hear it for the Chinese Communist Party.